You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting conversation. I think Mike and I will have that at some point. I don't think it's in the plan for me to play this week, but whatever Mike wants to do, I'm fully on board. If he wants me to go out there and play, I'll play. If not, then I won't. I've said a lot, you know, with all due respect, then I can say whatever I want. Preseason football is not necessarily real football because the defenses just don't do a whole lot. They don't, and the offenses don't either. So you go out there with a very limited playbook against a defense that's playing one-high zone, one-high man, or two-high zone. And there's not much pressure. There's oftentimes communication between the coaches about, hey, we're not going to pressure this week, or, hey, we need to see a little bit of pressure. It's really about the operation. Now, that is where you can actually gain something from the preseason is you got 40 seconds, right? There's a play clock out here, but it's not always adhered to. So you have 40 seconds to call the players to get us in the right situation and to go out and do it. I think there's something to be gained for that. But as opposed to kind of when I got in the league, I would say, there's less schematic stuff that you're going to see in the regular season.
That was Aaron Rodgers earlier today before the Steelers practiced. I think he had his meeting with the media and opined that preseason football is not real football. It's the PM team. Not totally the real PM team. Pony's out today. He's at Idlewild. Donnie is still here. Intern Jack is here. Jack will take his position behind the bench for the first ever Judge Donnie featuring Judge Jack at 5:30, which is going to be an electric factory, I would say. So I found that interesting from Rodgers. You know who probably loved that comment was every NFL owner. People who are trying to push through an 18-game season with two preseason games, probably something approaching eventually a 20-game NFL season with two bye weeks, no preseason games, and boom, you just go into week one, and it's like college football. You're out there, you're playing, it counts. That's why so many teams like to schedule the directional Michigans, the FCS opponents, the Delawares, Youngstown States of the world. Probably a bad example, that last one. Paul Chryst lost to Youngstown State when he was at Pitt. I can hear a guy named Fred texting me right now, disgusted that I would bring up such a bad memory. I thought that that was interesting from Rodgers, not just because it ultimately, indirectly, and I don't think intentionally, sort of sides with the league on something and pushes the NFL towards a 20-game season, or at least an 18-game season, but because I would at least think that it flies in the face of what coaches feel about it, of what his own head coach feels about it. By the way, little nugget in that clip when he said the plan right now, I think, isn't for me to play in this game, but whatever Mike wants to do, I'll do. I would pretty much take it to the bank. That means that Rodgers is not playing. There's not much effort at obfuscation here in terms of roster decisions. Rodgers even said it. There's not really an attempt to hide what you're doing from a play calling perspective. That's why he doesn't get a ton out of it. Liam Cohen and Mike Tomlin are going to be talking. In fact, Cohen said they're already talking and texting about this game. You'll remember Dan Campbell made some waves when, what was the snafu, Donnie, if you remember off the top of your head? Campbell, like, kept his guys going too hard in a preseason game, kept starters in too long. He rankled Tomlin, I thought, with the way he handled a Steelers-Lions preseason game a couple of years back.
I don't remember a snafu.
I remember there being some sort of, like, weird, I don't know if there was beef. I think Tomlin probably respected that he was up there against a, like, psycho football guy. Dan Campbell did something in that game that I cannot recall what it was, but I remember kind of arching an eyebrow. Anyway, point is, coaches talk about this stuff, which is Rodgers' whole point. He says this: you're not simulating stuff truly that you're going to see in the game. Coach might call another coach and say, we need to give you some pressure today. Hopefully you guys can do that. Sometimes coaches will say, we're not going to pressure you. So it is closer to like simulated football. There are guys trying to win jobs, but for the people like Aaron Rodgers who are 20-year NFL veterans and who know exactly where their standing is in the pecking order, it doesn't do a whole hell of a lot. I put out a question on Twitter. I just said, what are our thoughts on this Aaron Rodgers take on preseason football? And Donnie, the ball knowers just lined up to tell me, well, duh, everybody knows that. None of these guys like the preseason. Can't believe you're asking our thoughts on an objectively true statement.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You as a fan not liking preseason football, because if you're a season ticket holder, you still have to pay for those tickets and the games don't mean anything and are of much lower quality, you not liking it is different from it not having any utility, which is what I think is the real genesis of what Rodgers is saying. He's saying it doesn't matter to him, or he's saying it doesn't have a lot of use for him. I would think that if you asked Mike Tomlin, that he would be much more likely to say, no, I need to see how guys react. Tomlin is the man who likes to say, I've got to get him in a stadium situation. In fact, a lot of these players, I think, will tell you in training camp, if so-and-so's having a good camp before the first preseason game, they'll say, yeah, he's got to do it when we actually put the pads on and go out there and play in a game situation, even if it's the preseason. But they all kind of hold that qualifier back.
Yeah, right. It doesn't matter to a guy who's been playing for 20 years like Rodgers.
For TJ Watt, it doesn't matter. But, like, he'll be a guy who I think would say, yeah, he's got to go out. And if he's asked about a young player, he's got to go out and show it in a game. Even an exhibition game, it matters more than just going out in a practice and having a really good practice. Even in a joint practice, I would say it matters more. That's why I think most coaches actually are closer to Mike Tomlin. Maybe there's some guys who aren't. Maybe some of the Shanahans of the world don't think they need it, but you still are trying to play a game full throttle against other players who know that if they don't show out in these games, they might be working at Home Depot, Don. I guess I reject out of hand. I think I separate not liking the preseason and thinking the preseason is worthless are two very different things. I agree with the first one. I don't think I agree with the second one. So I guess that makes me a non-ball knower.
I mean, ask any down the liner or look at some of the down the liners that have come through Pittsburgh or really the NFL at large over the last handful of years. Like, those are the guys that it's meaningful for.
Well, like, what is, does Connor Hayward think that this is a meaningless preseason?
Well, he shouldn't.
That's what I'm saying here. That's a guy you've heard his name. He's what, caught a touchdown in the NFL? He's made a couple of plays in the NFL. Like, I would think it matters to him. I feel like this is a classic Pompeiani, and I should say it in his voice. Rock Taylor, does it mean nothing to him? Would he rather have a joint practice to impress Mike Tomlin? Like, those guys, what do you have every year that generally get determined by the preseason? At least two or three roster spots, probably, out of 53?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it comes down to, like, guy 51, 52, 53 for most
teams.
There's
a camp battle right now for punting. You don't think that that's going to be determined, basically, by how these guys punt during the preseason games themselves? I think it will be. And before, lest anyone say punters are not that important, how many times, if you say that out loud, have you bitched and moaned about how bad a Steelers team was at punting the football and the kind of field position advantage they gave away? Just, I don't know. It was met with, when I just asked people for their thoughts, it was met with a wave of, come on, man, like, condescending, how could you possibly think that anyone cares about this? This just doesn't matter. And I would reject that. I think it matters a lot. I just think that there's a big gulf between how much it matters to the coaches and to the down-the-line players and how much do fans actually like watching it. And even as I say that out loud, Don, what will you be doing Friday night? I know it's not the Steelers game, but I heard you talk about this. What will you and probably a lot of people be doing Friday night in this town? And
well, I would like
town?
To catch a drive or two of Shedeur Sanders in Cleveland.
Because there's a curiosity factor, is there not?
Yeah, without question.
Because no matter how many good passes he throws in practice that they show him hitting a guy in stride or for, you know, on a perfect timing route, it doesn't mean jack squat until he goes out and does it in a game. And I assure you, if Shedeur Sanders goes like 8 for 10 for 95 yards or 105 yards in three series of action and throws a touchdown and doesn't throw a pick, you don't think people in Cleveland and around the NFL are going to be suddenly at a fever pitch about whether this guy should be at worst the backup? That's exactly what's going to happen if he has a good game. Like, I'm sorry, you can have a guy play in joint practices all you want. Somebody in his shoes, the only way he's going to get on his coach's radar is if he actually balls out in a preseason game.
Oh, and I think Cleveland is the perfect example because they're currently going through like a quarterback derby. Like, people really don't know who's going to come out on top. Maybe Joe Flacco, maybe Kenny Pickett, but what if it is one of the rookies that looks best?
I agree. What if Dylan Gabriel, the complete, like, you know, the total forgotten man in this entire situation, what if Dylan Gabriel gets a quarter and a half and looks great? I'm not saying I think that'll happen. It's a Browns quarterback, so it probably won't. But what if? At the risk of doing the old cliche, that's why they play the games, you would think, even the preseason ones. 412-928-9370. That's the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Aaron Rodgers, he says the preseason, it's not real football. Doesn't have a lot of benefits for him. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. Coming up, you'll hear what Rodgers thinks does have a lot of benefit, is better than preseason football, does do a better job of getting players more ready for the season. That's coming up next, plus your phone calls. By the way,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.